Hello and welcome back to The Furnace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The relationship between Jesus and Peter throughout the Gospels is one of the most profound and enriching of all the relationships, giving us much points for prayer and meditation. Now, Pope Francis gives us a helpful way to look at Jesus and Peter by means of this question: how does Jesus gaze at me today? Pope Francis poses this question, which challenges us to look at how Jesus gazes at us by reflecting on how the Lord gazed upon Peter throughout the Gospels, in order to bring about these three different responses: the enthusiasm of the vocation, the remorse, and the mission. The first gaze was at the beginning of the Gospel of John, when Peter is brought to Jesus, who fixed his gaze on him and says, "You are Simon, you shall be called Peter." Peter's response is enthusiasm to follow Jesus, and therefore the first gaze is the gaze of the vocation. The second gaze is the gaze of remorse, when Peter denied Jesus three times, and after hearing the cock crow, Jesus fixed his gaze on Peter from across the courtyard, leading Peter to weep bitterly. This is the gaze of remorse, the gaze that transforms Peter's heart, a gaze that changes the heart, and is a change of conversion to love. The third gaze is the gaze of mission, which we find in today's Gospel. After the resurrection, we find the gaze in which Jesus asks for confirmation of Peter's love. Three times Peter had denied him, three times Jesus gazes and asks to show Peter's love, saying, "Feed my lambs, tend my sheep, feed my sheep." This is the gaze of mission. Pope Francis then proposed an examination of conscience for all of us. How does Jesus gaze at me today? How does Jesus look at me? With a call, with forgiveness, with a mission. The Pope says that we are certain that on the path that he made, we are all under Jesus' gaze. He always looks at us with love, asks us for something, forgives us for something, and gives us a mission. Let us take these words into our prayer today. Let us pray. O God, who by the glorification of your Christ and the light of the Holy Spirit have unlocked for us the gates of eternity, grant, we pray, that partaking of so great a gift, our devotion may grow deeper and our faith be strengthened. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.